In the latest pod news, Spotify, the second largest podcast platform in the world, has today released a dedicated podcasters portal. The website now lets you instantly add your podcast even if you're not with a partner host, and promises audience consumption data including gender, age, and location. Unlike Apple Podcasts, there is no editorial approval process. Apple Podcasts last week suggested that podcasters use AAC rather than MP3. Well, the makers of the Castro podcast app crunched the numbers, and only 11.8% of all episodes released in the past 10 days are in AAC. We would recommend sticking with MP3. Edison Research unveiled some data about in-car audio. Podcasting appeared not to be in the list, so we checked. It's part of the other category, at less than 4% of all audio listened to in the car. Larry Rosin, who presented the data, told us that for most people, listening to a podcast in the car is just more trouble than it's worth. Ofcom, the UK media regulator, released data showing UK podcast listening is, quote, booming. The number of weekly podcast listeners has almost doubled in 5 years, they say. 11% of UK adults are listening to podcasts now. Now, while not entirely comparable, Edison Research data claims that figure is 17% in the US. Also of note, among the most commonly used sources to listen were the BBC website and app, used by 36% of podcast listeners, YouTube, 26%, and iTunes, 25%. Gimlet Media have unveiled their quarter 3 2018 lineup. We also link to data from the Indian podcast market, news from the Australian ABC, and a tweet from Adam Curry. Our podcast's good, our newsletter is better. We link to all these stories, cover many more, and it's free. Subscribe today at podnews.net.